USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Lima, Ohio, touting the economy.
More Americans are working today than ever before in the history of our country. Almost 160 million people. More than ever before, by far. And if you look at African-American, you've heard me say this many times, African-American employment is at an all-time low unemployment. Asian-American unemployment is at an all-time low. Hispanic unemployment, an all-time low.
Much of Nebraska is still under a state of emergency as deadly flooding has crippled the region. So far, three people have died from the flooding. Crystal Schnackenberg tells Fox News just how quickly the flood approached her property.
Approximately 7 hours, they went from nothing to all of our houses were underwater.
Vice President Mike Pence toured the area's hardest hit on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The slow process continues into the investigation into the mass shootings that claimed 50 lives at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the latest.
We're told the youngest victim of the attack was only 3 years old and the oldest 71, as New Zealand's police commissioner Mike Bush explains the process.
We have to get the identifications absolutely correct. We have to prove cause of death. We've got all the expertise and resource required. We're doing it as quickly as possible, but in a way that ensures we don't make mistake.
Another 50 were injured in the attack, 12 of whom remain in critical condition.
There are concerns flames could spark back up at the scene of a now extinguished chemical plant fire near Houston. A spokesman for Intercontinental Terminals Company says that crews are still spraying out the tanks with foam and other fire suppressant materials in hopes of keeping them cool. The fire was officially declared out at 3 a.m. today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Robert O'Rourke has been on the campaign trail since announcing he was running to unseat President Trump in 2020 on the Democratic side of the aisle. Now, O'Rourke was in State College, Pennsylvania, and he was asked his stance on third trimester abortion.
So the question is about abortion and reproductive rights. And my answer to you is that that should be a decision that the woman makes about her own body. I trust her.
Abby Johnson is a former Planned Parenthood director who left the company and is now pro-life. She joins Fox News to talk about what she thinks when she hears O'Rourke make those comments.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think that the Democrats have swung the pendulum so far to the left that they have really ostracized a lot of their Democratic constituency. And we see that in the latest Maris poll that came out that shows that in just 1 month, there was a 14-point increase in Democrats stating that they are now pro-life. I think they're just so out of touch with not only their constituents, but also with just scientific reality.
Johnson was speaking there on Fox News. And finally, the Powerball jackpot set for Wednesday night, over $550 million. That makes it one of the top 10 in U.S. history. Your odds of winning, though, still very slim, 1 in 292 million. Cash option on that prize would be just over $320 million if you were to win. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A winter weather advisory has been issued for higher elevations across Garfield, Kane, Beaver, Iron, and Washington counties starting this evening. Snow totaling between 7 and 17 inches is expected between 6 p.m. tonight and 6 a.m. Friday across the areas of the Wasatch Plateau, Book Cliff, Central Mountains, and Southern Mountains. Seven states that rely on the Colorado River have finished a years-long effort to create a plan to protect the waterway amid a prolonged drought. Police have identified the 13-year-old Iowa teen who fell to his death Sunday afternoon in Snow Canyon State Park. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with a 30% chance for precipitation, 68. Cloudy tonight, 60% chance for rain and 51. Cloudy tomorrow, 80% chance for rain and 60. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Amar.
The Kate Daly Show is not afraid to tell the hard truth. Maybe an interpretive dance can soften the blow. The show starts now.
You once claimed that you have an ability to face unpleasant facts. Is that what you've demonstrated in 1984 by drawing an accurate portrait of the future?
If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. The moral to be drawn from this dangerous nightmare situation is a simple one. Don't let it happen. It depends on you.
Well, I could not agree more. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. On a Wednesday, you are halfway through your week. Congratulations. And I applaud that heavily. Welcome. KateDalyRadio.com for the podcast. Kate on the Blaze on Twitter. Kate on the Blaze. And also The Kate Daly Show. The Kate Daly Show. You can go there on Facebook. I'm posting all the time. And I welcome you. In fact, I just wanted to let all of you know, author Brad Meltzer will be on the show Friday. And he is so good. I just heard from him. And he's fantastic. Man, so many bestsellers about government. So many bestsellers. He wrote a book called The First Conspiracy. The First Conspiracy to Assassinate George Washington. Fantastic. He's going to come on the show in that first hour, and I'm so glad. So I'm going to welcome Brad with open arms. He's going to be fantastic. And I also have the great Melissa Smith coming on the show right now. She comes on every Wednesday and always has such a great kind of different angle to look at things and to really open up our eyeballs to some stuff that's going on. And let me say this. I looked on a blog that I go to a lot. And what was interesting today, as a matter of fact, is usually this particular blog kind of posts all kinds of different things about things, okay? You can find it just a plethora of different topics. 8 out of the 10 top pieces that were written were about socialism. 8 out of 10. Every kind of angle you can imagine. And let me say that sometimes when you think you've heard it all, you have not heard it all. And today I want to talk with Melissa about where the road we're going on, what's at stake right now, and solutions, because we don't talk about that enough. And I think that that is really, truly what people need to hear is how they can be part of saving this country. Welcome, Melissa.
Well, thank you.
You bet.
I just finished reading a really interesting book.
Okay.
It's called Socialism is Evil by Justin P. Haskins, and I would recommend it. It's really, really short, which is a great reason. If you're not one of the people who's like, oh, I don't want to labor through a long book, this one gets right to the heart of it. He gets out, and moves on, and it's brilliant. Because his premise is, part of the reason why we're losing the argument on socialism is that conservatives we've taken the bait. We want to argue with the socialists over economic issues.
Okay.
So the socialists are saying, but everybody should be cared for. You know, there's this socialist utopia out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the people on the other side are going, Venezuela.
Yeah, right.
But that's not really what the argument is. And what we really need to do is we need to go back and look at what Marx actually said and wrote and understand that the problem with socialism, although the problem with socialism, in my opinion, is an economic one, but the real problem with socialism is a moral one. Socialism at its root is immoral.
Yes.
And once you begin to kind of break through the language of socialism that's being peddled by everybody from AOC to Bernie Sanders to even less conspicuous places like the ESSA legislation.
Right.
Once you begin to see, you'll see it everywhere. It's everywhere. And we need to begin, I think, to challenge the very language under which they're trying to sell socialism as immoral language.
Exactly. I had a friend of mine who's actually conservative say, you know, Elizabeth Warren, I kind of like her. I mean, I like her chutzpah. I like her feistiness. I like her. And it's, I'm not calling this person out because, you know, I'm trying to, you know, make fun. But I thought, not once did you mention communist. I don't care what her personality is. I don't care if you think she's feisty. She wants communism. She's fighting for it. She's fighting for socialism in this country, but not one word about that. And I thought, we're missing the whole reason that these people are running for office. This is insane. So,
well, there's a couple of things everyone needs to know about socialism to start off with. And I think most of us have a sense of this. Mm-hmm. It's rolling around in the back of our mind, but it's time that we bring some of this forward and really look at it hard so that we know how to answer it when our friends are saying, I kind of like Elizabeth Warren.
Oh my gosh, I was horrified.
But we're ready, you know, to have to have the language at our fingertips is important. Okay, so the first thing I think we need to really understand about Marxism is that it is always meant to be global. So anytime you hear about global initiative this, we have to solve global problems. Mm-hmm. We have to do this. We have to look at resources globally. You're sniffing out a socialist.
Right, right.
They're there somewhere behind anything that's being fronted. Mm-hmm. So whether we're talking about resources, whether we're talking about the Green New Deal, when we're talking about global allocation of resources, we're talking Marx.
Right.
So that's a really important thing to understand. We haven't yet gotten to why that's immoral. Because the second thing that we need to understand about Marx, so one of the things that Marx said was, in order for it to work, we all, the entire world has to be invested in it. You can't do it country by country.
Right.
Because you can't share resources appropriately one at a time. So we have socialist programs like national health care, but until the whole world is in on it, we cannot adequately, because Marxism implies in it, there can be no people, you can't have it has to be classless. There can't be any people who have more than anybody else. So if you evil bourgeoisie, because I know you're bourgeois, Kate, just know that you are. If you have more than the poorest person in, you know, the poorest country in the world, you have not yet achieved socialism. It's why the socialists will tell you all the time, it has never been achieved fully. That's why Venezuela can't be our poster child because, well, they didn't have access to all the whole world's resources to make it work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is why, and when you begin to break apart the global problem, this is why open borders and we can't have the whole immigration debate is all tied up in this as well. If you're looking at a global phenomenon, what's a border?
Right. Right.
It doesn't matter. And that's what they're trying to sell us all.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, on any number of issues, it just doesn't matter. Because the socialists want us to look at everything from this globalist lens.
Isn't that the truth? And also, I think, because of the collective good. So your individualism is shoved aside and only part of the equation of collective good. And what I found, too, is that the morality should promote human life on Earth. Isn't that a pretty basic statement? Morality should promote that. If it's indifferent to human life, it's wrong. That is morally wrong, right? And so we have to understand that this is about even as basic as being the value of a human individual, the value of human life, as kind of a base too. Would you agree?
I disagree for a curious reason.
Okay.
Because in a socialist system, and look, watch out for this word, because Americans have been totally propagandized on it. In a socialist system, it's all about democracy.
Yeah.
Therefore, there is no morality unless the collective says it so.
Yes, the group.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's all totally herd mentality. And when in a democracy, I don't know if people should have heard the phrase by now, it's been kicked around enough, the tyranny of the majority. So in a socialist system is the continuous, unrelenting, unrepentant tyranny of the majority.
Yeah.
Because if you have a truly classless society that's managing all the resources as the collective, you only have two ways that those people can be, that system can be governed. One of them is to have a group of people who manage all those resources and allocate them. And that becomes then suddenly you have a class society, because some people will be directing who gets what resources.
Yep.
Like China is like that now. So on behalf of equality for all, we're going to tell you have to work in the rice paddy, and you have to, you get an education and you don't. Okay. But if the only other alternative to that in a truly Marxist socialist system is to have everyone vote over everything.
Right.
It's democracy, my friend. No electoral college. We don't need that electoral college. That's the argument that's being shoved out there right now. Because we want democracy. We want the collective to rule.
Right, right. And it is erasing who you are as an individual. So if they can erase property rights, erase a nation's property rights, think about that. Your own property rights, individual, the nation is a sovereign nation. Their sovereignty. If you are kicking to the curb anything that represents just you as an individual too, that's why that's so harmful. Everything is for the collective, the group, the group think, the democracy, you are shoved aside. You are not important as a singular person.
You can't be.
Uh-uh.
That cannot be allowed in a socialist system.
Yeah.
Because to allow anyone to be different than anyone else, to have more or to aspire to something different means that it is now a classed society.
Yeah.
The people who lived under communist regimes will tell you that from each according to their ability to each according to their need does not mean that you get a better lifestyle.
Right.
Name me any country that has experimented with this that has gotten a better lifestyle.
Right, because it's immoral to steal from somebody, and you have to do that in order for this idea of socialism to work. You must take from somebody. That's immoral. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commissions even when you're losing money? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for Safe Money Radio every Friday at 5 to 6 and Saturday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Steamroller Copiers, we're the one to help you till your work is done. The full-service business center makes your day run so much better.
Rubber stamps,
letterheads,
colored copies, blue and red,
invitations for the wedding,
faxing and computer renting.
Did you
you know Steamroller Copies can help your business with your next trade show?
We carry all different kinds of backdrops, retractable banner stands, table throws, feather flags, and so much more.
These displays are durable, lightweight, and easy to travel with.
Come in today to order your trade show package. It's everything you need for your booth.
The trade show special includes a pop-up frame and graphic, retractable banner stand, printed table throw, table toppers, and right now we're throwing in 1,000 business cards for free.
Need help with design? Steamroller Copies has the largest for-hire graphic design team in Southern Utah.
Order today at any Steamroller Copies location, St. George Boulevard, River Road, or State Street in Hurricane.
Steamroller Copies, always asking,
what do you want to print today?
The Full Service Business Center, Steamroller Copies.
The 2018 Ford F-150 at Ken Garf St. George Ford sets the high standards for light-duty full-size pickups with its lightweight yet high-strength military-grade aluminum alloy cabin bed. The 2018 Ford F-150 makes tough tasks look easy. F-150 outperforms every other truck in its class when hauling cargo in the bed or towing a trailer. No wonder the competition is always in a scramble to follow the leader. Just announced 0% APR for 72 months on a new 2018 F-150 Ken Garf St. George Ford. We hear you. On approved credit through Ford Credit Finance. See dealer for details.
Camping World's 7th Annual Open House is here. March 22nd and 23rd only at Camping World in St. George. Enjoy family entertainment,
raffles,
prizes,
and huge discounts on new RVs.
This is your opportunity to save huge on your next RV. Plus, enjoy a free lunch catered by Lonnie Boys Barbecue from 11 to 1 during our biggest event of the year. It all happens at Camping World's 7th Annual Open House, March 22nd and 23rd on Hilton Drive at Camping World in St. George.
So you think you're ready to retire? Don't make a move till you've checked out your family and your retirement with Abe Ashton and Eric Nimmer. Tuesday at 5 on St. George News Radio, 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
It's the Love Your Floor Sale going on now at Ogden's Flooring and Design with prices you'll love on carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and more. Plus, get a free premium pad upgrade and lifetime labor warranty on carpet and 0% interest for 12 months OAC.
This is Jill at Ogden's Flooring and Design. Come experience our showroom complete with furniture, window coverings, and more. Everything from your floor to ceiling. We've got you covered. We're near Costco on 850 North. See you soon.
Ogden's Flooring and Design.
Fair and balanced, you won't find out on the Clark and Dow Show. We're the Sun River Boys.
Tune in every Wednesday at 5:30. Live young.
This is Kate Daly, and my show is brought to you by the Piano Gallery, located on the Bloomington exit, right by Bloomington Walmart. You can get a gorgeous piano for a great deal. Talk to John or Jamie. A piano makes a beautiful house a home.
Home Flooring Connection. Need a new floor? Call the expert. Home Flooring Connection. HomeFlooringConnection.com.
Best Mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else?
For the last decade, Red River Health and Wellness has been changing people's lives here in Southern Utah, even achieving 4.8 out of 5 on Google. But don't take our word for it. Here's what they have to say about their actual experience. Lisa C. said,
I've been working with Red River for 3 months now, and he has made me feel so much better. More energy, no brain fog. He is very knowledgeable. I'm so grateful I found him. He's worth going to. I love the fact that he wants to fix things with food.
This is Dr. Joshua Red, chiropractic physician at Red River Health and Wellness. Our patients really say it best. Most of them come to us after they've run out of options and answers. I want you to know that you don't have to suffer anymore. We are so passionate about helping you, we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you aren't satisfied within the first 30 days, we give you your money back. Let us help you remember what it's like to feel good again.
Call Red River Health and Wellness Chiropractic Physicians today. 855-55-RIVER.
Call Red River today.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You have my heart inside of your head, but you paid it with a beating. Throw your soul through every open door. Count your blessings to find what you look for. Turn my sorrow into treasure gold. You pay me back in kind and reap just what you sow.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show here. Glad you're tuned in all over the world. I love that. And you can email me, Kate, at katedalyradio.com. I've got Melissa with me, and there's so many angles to this. You know, they're selling it as socialism is for the common good. No, it's common. It is for sure common. It's just not good. So we're, I think, breaking through all of the nonsense and dialing it down, is it moral? It is not. It is not moral. Communism isn't moral. Socialism, the road there, isn't moral. And I brought on Melissa to talk about this today and to really sort of expound on that, because I think that's an issue that isn't brought up a lot. You know, it's people sort of bypass that and they go, yeah, but does it work? Because I have people from communist countries that will tell me they for some reason they love the argument, but the country is financially doing great. Okay, there's no individual freedom in those countries to choose. The government might be doing great financially. That does not mean it's a successful nation. That means that the greed of the country is working out just fine for the greed of the country. It does not mean that people have an individual choice in anything. You are rooted out. You are set aside for that. And for the common good, you're subjecting yourself for the government to steal from you to give to another. It's called plunder. So anyway, Melissa, go.
Yeah. Well, just a couple of kind of random thoughts from last hour. I think we need to really have our eyes open that we hear this kind of language from both the R and the D side of the aisle.
Yes.
It looks like everyone in the United States is drinking the Kool-Aid now. So, for example, Common Core, the people's education, right?
Right. Well, yeah.
Let me put it in really Marxist terms. This is education for the collective.
Yep.
And that means that we're going to pander to the lowest common denominator, but who all has supported it? It has come from here in Indiana. It was supported and championed by our Republican governor.
Yeah.
And on the other side, we have people like Daniel Coleman at the College Board, who's as Democrat as they come.
Mm-hmm.
The real underlying problem here is not R or D. The real underlying problem is political philosophy and socialism being swallowed whole cloth by our governing class. They want to be classless. They can give up all their cash.
Exactly.
They can lead the way, right?
Jeez.
That's not going to happen anytime soon.
Right.
But the next thing that I think we need to really grasp is the notion in Marxism of common ownership of everything. All the resources of the world are owned by the collective. Everything. We don't, aside from maybe, you know, our clothing, but in that case, the collective will determine how much clothing you should be allowed to have. Everything is determined by the collective. So no private property rights, no aspirations. You are going to be totally owned by the collective. Well, where that gets really immoral, and I'm not even sure. In my world, this is a true statement, but I'm not sure how long this is going to hold out as just a like basic truth of life. I believe it's wrong to force people to do things against their conscience or their will.
Well,
do you agree with that?
I would imagine.
But I think more and more we're hearing those voices out there in our society that say, no, we should be able to force you.
Yeah. Scary.
But nonetheless, let's talk about private property and the collective and then forcing people against their will, because that's what you have to have. And let me give you a curious example of that.
Okay.
If indeed we believe that the collective gets to have its way and we all agree that we should have the option to continue to eat meat.
Okay.
Then what about people who are members of PETA who find that to be unethical and immoral to participate in that kind of business? Now, because we're a socialist country, because we're part of the socialized group, now PETA members would be part owners of the slaughterhouse.
Right.
Because you are holding all businesses collectively. What happens if you don't believe that people should drink alcohol. You will be forced to do that. Now, let's put this into something a little more relevant.
Okay.
What happens if you don't, if you believe that abortion is morally wrong? Maybe your faith says, like Roman Catholics, that it's a mortal sin against God
yeah.
to engage in contraception and abortion.
Yeah. Huh?
Guess what? If in a socialized collectivist system, those people are now forced to give up their money to help support those industries that they have a conscientious objection to.
Right, right.
Does that sound at all like what's happening with Planned Parenthood?
Yeah. Wow.
Aren't we all being forced to give up our money, whether
Without
we
consent.
Approve of what they do or not?
Right.
It's all about what the collective says we must do now.
So true. Yeah, absolutely.
That's a really frightening thought to me.
Yeah, I think when you drive it home like that, I mean, I don't think people realize the force involved for groupthink. You know, we talk about one world, one religion, right, for the entire world. Things that they could agree on and everyone's the same religion. I mean, this is what we
there
fought to
no
get away
religion.
From. yeah.
According to Marx, and this is truthfully, this is what Marx said. According to Marx, when we all reach this grand consensus of what is right, there will be no need for religion. Was only the creation of the greedy materialist capitalists in order to control us.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of religion to control us, we will exchange the collective to own us
right.
and control
right.
us. You the know, problem mm-hmm. with this, the mm-hmm. immoral part of it is there will always be dissidents. No matter how oppressive the government is, there will always be people who disagree. It is part of human nature to be that way.
It is.
I don't know how you can overcome it. The Soviet regime was pretty repressive.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked before about Alexander Solzhenitsyn would tell you there were dissenters.
Yeah.
There are dissenters mm-hmm. in North Korea right now.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's pretty oppressive.
Well, look at our desire to come to this country to exercise religious freedom. Think about that. Why did we want that so badly? The religion we left, it believed in God, right? A little bit. It believed in there was a consensus that there was something that people probably believed in. I mean, government was God, but let's just say Church of England. Let's just say, you know, why did people want to be able to exercise their own beliefs? Because the common belief in what was represented, you know, you could probably say, well, that was okay. It was conscience of heart. It was conscience. It was my conscience tells me that this is how I must worship my God. This in this way. And so people following their conscience, like what you just said, there will always be that desire. That's why there will always be dissidents. That's why there will always be people that go, but my conscience dictates differently.
Correct.
My conscience is mine.
And
yeah.
The only way around that is either propaganda or mm-hmm. compulsion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we're seeing in our schools right now is the first attempt at propaganda. We want to mobilize as many of them to buy this willingly as possible, because compulsion can get ugly.
Yeah.
Compulsion is not a good thing, and it is very unsettling to the sheeple, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we want as many people to buy this on the front end as we can, and then the rest of them will have to be compelled to be obedient.
Right.
Now, that's what's immoral about this, to compel people to violate their conscience, to be forced into behavior that they would not choose on their own. That is immoral. That's the definition of immoral behavior.
Mm-hmm. And here we go. Also think about this. What is the common consensus now of science, even in our schools and even for us adults, is that science trumps God, that God doesn't exist. Science is we're beholden to science. Science is now fact. Okay. It's ever changing, but it's always fact. Okay. What about health? That the government always knows what's best for us, not us, not as individuals, but just the government knows what's best for our health. Think about all of the ways we have been manipulated to go for the common good of each one of those types of issues. This has been going on a long time. This is deeply embedded. So,
well, yeah. This has been discussed and discussed and discussed, and I can't believe we still have the need to even talk about it. But nationalized health care, mm-hmm. whether you turn over your power to the small group of elites who will make decisions on your behalf, mm-hmm. or whether we turn it over to the power of the collective, this is dangerous business, because if you are now a dissenter, number one, they withhold health care from you. Mm-hmm. You no longer are entitled to health care.
Right.
And when the propaganda level says, well, you know, when your life isn't worth living anymore, we should just put you out of your misery, which is happening worldwide right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what happens when your illness is too expensive to treat, or you're too old to be cost effective anymore?
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of ways in which this comes back to immoral behavior on the part of the ruling mm-hmm. mechanism here. Socialism yeah. is evil and immoral at its root. I don't care if everybody has health care.
Mm-hmm.
If we have to put to death the people who are too expensive because they're too expensive, that's immoral.
Yeah. I agree. See, here's what's so funny. There, you know, there was this discussion on Facebook. I live in Sweden. We have Social Security, affordable health care, strict gun laws, 5 weeks paid annual leave, and a year maternity leave. A stay at the hospital for one night costs $10. Prescription drugs, annual cap of $210 every year for us. That's the most we ever pay. We're not communists. We're social. We're socio-democratic, and our freedoms are not inhibited. Are their freedoms inhibited? They must live in basically the average of apartment dwelling. Do you think they get to? Do you think they really get to choose what kind of lifestyle they get? No, it's for the common good. They have to give so much income away, and they have to toil for that. They don't have a say in that. They're delivered these things, yes, but the price is so heavy. They don't have a choice. When they say our freedoms aren't inhibited, are you kidding? All of their freedom is inhibited. Do you think these people actually have property ownership to the point where they can go out and they can put that on the line for a business? Do you think they get a say in any of these things that happen? When they go to the hospital, do they get a say in what they're treated for and how? No, the government does it. Well, all of their freedoms. Yeah, all of their freedoms.
There's a great video out there right now that's been circulating around, done by John Stossel,
uh-huh.
about socialism in Scandinavia.
Yes.
And I think it's Sweden.
I have that.
The Swedish people are saying, no, wait, you don't understand our system here.
Yeah.
It's not as socialist as you think it is.
You know what? They have levels of, or let's just say segments of capitalism that are still making it look like it works. That's why it still works. That's why they're not Venezuela. But let me just tell you, they don't have freedom. You don't have any individual freedom in those societies. So we'll be right back. More with Melissa when we come back. Great stuff. Be right back.
The 2018 Lincoln Continental is one drive you're sure to remember. With standard dynamic torque vectoring, all-wheel drive, and up to 400 horsepower. How about Lincoln Continental's lane-keeping system, blind spot detection, adaptive cruise control, and multi-contour seating? It's a drive you'll remember and one you'll wish to repeat. Right now, up to $12,000 in total savings from MSRP of $47,185. At Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. In-stock only financing through Lincoln AFS OAC. See dealer for details.
Hi, it's Justin from the Mattress Store in Washington, next to Best Buy. And guess who walked in today? Carl Lamar.
Hey, Justin, I need a new mattress. The one I got just ain't cutting it for me anymore. I was test resting beds at your Bloomington store. You know where that's at, in Bloomington, next to Walmart. And I fell in love with the Tempur-Pedic. You know which one I chose?
The Pro Adapt Hybrid by Tempur-Pedic.
How did you know? I look like a hybrid kind of guy, don't I?
I thought it was the perfect fit for you. The hybrid could be the perfect fit for you, too.
Stop by the Mattress Store today, because remember, nobody beats a mattress store. Nobody.
Join Larry Bradley, therapist, lecturer, and published author, every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on St. George News Radio for Leave It to Larry, brought to you by Dixie Family Skills Center. It's all about learning how to live happy, demonstrating that happiness is within everyone's reach. If you're unhappy with your spouse, unemployment, or your children, if you don't handle stress well or struggle with being more negatively attuned, then come and learn. It'll change how you see everything and perhaps provide you, for the first time in your life, the power to live happy. Leave It to Larry, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. right here on St. George News Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net.
At NewbieBuickGMC.com, your next car is just a click away. Avoid the hassle of the car lot shuffle at NewbieBuickGMC.com. You can easily search cars and trucks by make, model, and feature. Check out the complete lineup of 2019 GMCs and Buicks. Right now, you can get a savings of over $11,000 off MSRP on 2019 GMC 1500 trucks. And get special deals on GMC Acadias, heavy-duty Duramax diesel trucks, and Buick LaCrosse. All of them include manufacturer deals like select cash and bonus cash in addition to the already low newbie price. Call today and ask for me, Todd Johnson, and I will make your first car payment up to $500. You heard right. In addition to all the great deals and rebates Newbie has to offer, I am going to make your first car payment for you.
Shop online for your car anywhere you are. Go to NewbieBuickGMC.com for specials and daily updates. Experience car buying the newbie way at NewbieBuickGMC.com today. And don't forget, Todd Johnson is making your first car payment.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commission even when you lose your money? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Safe money accounts can provide bonuses of up to 20%, participation in stock market gains, and minimum guaranteed growth of up to 7.5% for up to 20 years with a guaranteed lifetime income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for the Safe Money Radio Show on KZNU every Friday at 5 to 6 p.m. drive time. You can also call Lyle Boss now for your free customized safe money information kit and a 115-page safe money book. Call 1-855-355-SAFE. That's 855-355-7233.
Seeking partner. I am unattractive, sedentary, bulbous, single red polyp, looking for middle-aged colon. Interests include hanging out on intestinal walls, growing, becoming a disease, seek male or female companion. I swing both ways.
Colon polyps have absolutely no redeeming qualities, and worst of all, they can lead directly to colon cancer. Get the polyp early and stop colon cancer before it even starts. And that's both for men and women.
If you're unhealthy and middle-aged, let's get together and see what happens.
Just get a test from your doctor.
Serious inquiries only. And no doctors, please.
Colon cancer. Get the test, get the polyp, get the cure. For more information, call 1-800-ACS-2345 or visit cancer.org. A public service message brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the Ad Council, and this station.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show. Socialism is actually killing us softly. It truly is. I don't think we realize that there are two battles going on in America. Two battles. Number one is for the mind, to accept this immorality, to accept that your individual human life isn't worth anything, but as part of the forced crowd, it is. As part of being part of a forced society, it is. And the other is self-defense. If you can't defend yourself, then of course it makes it much easier to control you. So there are two wars going on, right? They've been going on a long time. One to disarm. Because you have to do that. That's part of the thing. You have to disarm, and then you have to get people to be brainwashed enough into thinking and going along with this passively, killing you softly. And that's how they're doing it right now. Look at how many people we have in America that are speaking out on the joys of socialism, the joys of communism.
disarmament is how you handle the dissenters.
Yes. Yeah.
Propaganda is the first string, but if they won't go along willingly, then they can't have the means to fight you back.
Yep. Yep. So that's our two wars. So it's pretty sickening.
Well, I hope everybody finds this to be fascinating.
Okay.
I think this, look how far along the road we are. And this is straight from Marxist Communist Manifesto. These are the 10 steps that advanced nations could take to move closer to the classless ideal society.
Okay.
So how many of these are already in motion and play? Number one, abolition of property.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, we're seeing that all across the country as more and more property falls into the hands and control of the federal government.
Right.
Two, a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. That's a long time ago, right?
Jeez.
Yeah. Number three, abolition of all right of inheritance.
Ooh, okay.
Four, confiscation of the property of all immigrants and rebels.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Five, centralization of credit in the hands of the state by means of a national bank.
Nailed that one. Yes, go ahead.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Okay. Number six, centralization of the means of communication and transportation in the hands of the state.
Five groups own the media. It used to be at least it was in the tens. Now it's five. It's five. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Just for instance.
Number seven, extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't have quite the same industrialized economy that Marx was seeing in his day, but think about what the takeover of healthcare did.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of our GDP was then fall into the control of the government?
Right.
Huge chunk. Number eight is equal liability of all to labor. That one hasn't happened quite yet, which means nobody gets to sit at home and do nothing.
Right.
Everybody has to work.
Yeah, and get taken from. So it's all equal and the lowest common denominator. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, number nine, the combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries, the gradual abolition of the distinction between town and country by a more equitable distribution of the population in the country. If that's not Agenda 21, what is?
Right.
And the last one is free education for all children in public schools.
Yeah.
Those are Marx's words, not mine. So we're already moving down that pathway. But what I think is really, really, really important, we still have the ability to speak up as individuals, to look for other like-minded individuals.
Out of choice.
By choice, not compulsion. And we're not labeled dissidents quite yet. We're not being threatened quite yet. So let's take the opportunity that we have right now to speak, to be heard. Whether even if it's just, speaking to our neighbor or the friend that says, that Elizabeth Warren or that Bernie Sanders, such a cool guy. Let's talk to them about what socialism really is and why it's immoral.
Right. And why we base the candidate on personality. I like feistiness. It doesn't matter if they're feisty. I'll show you a patriot who's feisty instead of a communist who's feisty. We'll find feisty if that's all we're looking for. If all we're looking for is he knows what to say at the right time and say the right thing because it's written by a speechwriter, you know what? I'll find you a patriot that can do that instead of a communist. Alex Newman wrote this. He's on the show quite a bit. 1,000 scientists openly dissented on the evolution theory that they're teaching in school. Over 1,000 scientists got together and said, we dissent. We do not agree with this. There is not enough scientific information on this to deem it a fact. Isn't that encouraging?
Well, these are people standing up against Darwin.
Mm-hmm.
That Darwin, there are serious questions that can be raised on Darwinian evolution. It is not a slam dunk, cut and dried.
Never was.
End, period.
Never was. It never was, yet we made him an icon. He couldn't prove it. He knew he couldn't prove it. And you know what? We bypassed all that and we said, you're an icon and whatever you say goes. Kind of like Sigmund Freud. You know what I mean? It was like, we deem you this. In history, we deem you this at the time, and we go for it, hook, line, and sinker, because everyone goes, they know what they're saying. No, he didn't. Over a thousand scientists saying, we absolutely dissent from this. We do not agree with this. That is so encouraging. The sheriffs getting together and saying, we are going to defy laws. We are going to tell you that we will not comply, because our role as a sheriff means that we don't have to comply to federal things that we do not, that are absolutely unconstitutional. How amazing is that? We can still do that in this day and age.
Well, I think what we're going to see, if we really open up our eyes and here in the United States, mm-hmm. we're going to see that people around the world, perhaps people who have been closer to socialist regimes or corrupt governments, mm-hmm. are going to be the ones who speak more powerfully. We've had it too soft too long.
Right.
And so we're just like, okay, whatever. But I loved this headline too. The United Methodist Church had a big meeting, and they were going to determine what their position policy on the LGBT agenda was going to be.
Uh-huh.
And it was called something like the One Church Agenda or One Church Rule or something. You know who it was that stopped it?
Who?
It was two African members of the clergy who said, no, we will have none of that.
Wow.
No, no, no. We know what that does and what it is and what it looks like, and we're not doing that.
Ooh,
and
nice.
Stopped it. It was apparently only two guys at this meeting who stood up and said, absolutely not. And if you do this, the entire African church will leave.
I love it. See,
yeah, these are people who are much closer to persecution and suffering than
mm-hmm.
we are.
Yep. And with the states passing these diabolical, evil laws to kill, in order to be a Democrat now and vote for that party, you realize that you are for the born alive murder of a child. Sanctioned by government. Okay. With that being said, as evil as that is getting, it is causing the states to go, oh, I guess we do have power. If they can go to that extreme, we're going to the other extreme. We're going to take this back. This is immoral. We've had more deaths than all the wars combined 100 times over due to abortion. We're going to take it back, and we're going to start putting through zero abortion or 6-week abortion, which is still... It still disgusts me. Abortion in general disgusts me. But still, look, there are states now that are standing up. That's good. They're taking their power back.
It's polarizing the country, mm-hmm. truly. I just read a notion, and my, believe it or not, my 17-year-old just showed it to, he's my 18-year-old now. My 18-year-old son just showed me a map that shows the intensity of voter participation between Obama and Trump, and how much more mm-hmm. intense the voting was. It's much more polarized because people are suddenly saying, we have to know where we stand.
Right.
We can't just all, it's not just live and let live for everything anymore.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I don't even agree with everything Trump's doing. I look at education, I look at all these things, and nothing's been done. I still hold out hope, but there's so many things passing through that I don't agree with and I don't like. And I didn't expect him to solve every problem. I didn't expect him to come in on a white horse. But I like some of the things he's doing, and I dislike some of the things he's doing. But we as a people, it is our responsibility to make sure these things that we're talking about in this show happen, that we as a people, we have the power still. We don't have to rely on one person to do it all the way we want them to do it.
The brilliance of our system of government
mm-hmm.
is that we were not created as a democracy, but as a republic.
Right.
And that the people, that there were protections in place and enshrined in the Constitution for the minority voice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the whole Bill of Rights is about. Is that even if you are a minority of one, you mm-hmm. still have free speech. You're still allowed to speak.
Right.
You know, the press still has freedom of the press. Those things were there to protect minorities, but that doesn't mean that we, as the voice of the majority, we should be holding the power in government with mm-hmm. the limitations on them set by the Constitution. The problem we have now is that our government has been completely bought and sold.
Yeah.
our representatives no longer represent us. Mm-hmm. They represent the people who have donated to their campaigns, and that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And the people still need to keep voicing the opinion. See, the problem we have also today is that we keep changing the questions and we keep changing the direction of the conversation. Instead of abortion is evil, now we're going, well, when can you abort where it's more moral? Do you see how stupid that it? We've changed the conversation. Take the conversation back. There's so many great people out there with a podium right now that are doing that, that we have to shine a light on what we can do. And right now, one of the biggest things we have to do is to change our brainwashing, Write op-eds to your local paper. Write a blog. These things right now, we have the power right now to do this with. We have a press that still puts out the truth, right? We have some shows that still put out the truth. We have to stop the brainwashing, and then we've got to start getting back to principles, and we have to start getting back to morality, the morality of those principles. It's so important. We still have this voice.
We need to be very vocal uh-huh. in those places where we can still be vocal. If we look at what's happening with Google and with Facebook, and whether it's Instagram or Pinterest even, that we can no longer, there are certain opinions you're mm-hmm. not allowed to have.
Right, right.
And that's where this becomes really, really dangerous. That's mm-hmm. why Marx said consolidated control of communication is so important.
Oh,
if
yeah.
we let that happen, we lose our ability to even know what to speak about.
You know what? I'm so glad you just said that, because what if the news wasn't bought and sold? And what if the biggest story of our day today, what if every single headline today said 50 sheriffs are now defiant of federal laws? You go. You're doing awesome. Keep going. Who else is going to join them? Can you imagine a headline like that today? Because you know what? They would actually get courage, these sheriffs, who don't understand their role and despicably go along with whatever the feds say. They would start to go, oh my gosh, you mean I have the freedom to do that? If I'm talking about the brainwashed ones. I have the freedom to do that. I can do that. Hey, there's 50 of them. That must mean that this is a movement. That must mean that I can join them. Can you imagine Fox and CNN with that headline all day long today?
Well, how about if we had a real conversation in the country about state nullification instead of a constitutional convention?
Yes, yes, or a convention of the states to get to the constitutional convention, which they become one and the same. Yes, yeah. What if we started realizing that all we have to do is start standing up, that the Constitution isn't the problem, that we the people are the problem, and if we the people can start standing up because we understand what's moral and what's not and what's wrong and what's right, maybe we can get more people to understand that too. Then you have a whole nation of people that aren't going to put up with all the crapola that we're having to put up with in this nation right now and who's hijacking
and, you know,
the microphone.
I think the will is there. Mm-hmm. I think there are, I really do believe, at least in my life, most people are good and decent people. Mm-hmm. Still, the majority yep. of the country, we are good decent people. We've just been distracted for too long, and it's been too easy, and we've abdicated our power. We've just said, okay, well, that's the news media's job, or I'm going to let somebody else do the heavy lifting for a while because mm-hmm. I'm really busy, and I've just got other things to do.
And all I want to do is show up at the voting poll. There's so much more. There's so much more to this than showing up at the voting poll anymore. Melissa, you're a gem. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Kate.
You're awesome. Isn't she a great voice? I love that conversation. Man, I love that conversation. Think about that, though. If Fox and CNN talked about that all day today, what do you think would happen? What do you think would happen? See, this is why. This is why we still have a voice in this, like Melissa put so eloquently. We still have a voice. We can still say the things we want to say. Be right back with Susan, and I've got some points to make. I hope you join in the conversation. 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. I'll be right back.
For the last decade, Red River Health and Wellness has been changing people's lives here in Southern Utah, even achieving 4.8 out of 5 on Google. But don't take our word for it.
here's what they have to say about their actual experience. JW said,
"We always knew something was wrong, but couldn't ever figure out the traditional way. I'm so glad I found Red River. It's not witch doctory, which I was totally afraid of, and it uses a very scientific, logical approach to health without just throwing a bunch of drugs at you. I was so stoked to lose 16 pounds of pure inflammation. I don't itch, I can finally keep up with my toddler, I'm sleeping better, and I'm not as puffy. Life equals changed."
This is Dr. Joshua Red, chiropractic physician at Red River Health and Wellness. Our patients really say it best. We are so passionate about helping you, we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you aren't satisfied within the first 30 days, we give you your money back. Let us help you remember what it's like to feel good again.
Call Red River Health and Wellness chiropractic physicians today. 855-55-RIVER.
Call Red River today.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.